pray simply every day if you're not already. And for those of you who've gotten into the habit of praying every day, good, keep it up. You know, don't let yourself slack off. Keep growing in that. But if you're someone sitting here today who still does not have a consistent time of prayer every day, that you wouldn't miss the same way you wouldn't miss eating or sleeping or brushing your teeth or turning on the air conditioner, then today's the day. Like, we've got no good excuse to not make prayer more important than our physical nourishment and physical comforts. We know, just logically, again, even non-believers see how important this is. And if you're not doing it, and yet you know how important it is, you know it's not hard, then there's nothing left except to choose to do it. And you've got the strength to do it. And I want to give you something very practical that you can actually pick up on the way out to help you, because maybe you're like, okay, Father, fine, you're right, I got to do this every day, I'm ready to give it a try, but what do I say? On the way out of Mass today, on either side in the vestibule, we've got little night prayer books that you can take. It's got written across the top, Compline, which is just the Latin word that means like the end of the day kind of prayer. It's what priests and religious say every day. In the grand scheme of things, it's actually far more powerful and like thousands of years more ancient than the rosary. So, and it's also way shorter. It's like 5, 6, 7 minutes maybe. You're like, okay, I want to give this a shot. What do I do? Grab one of those pamphlets on the way out. Grab one for your spouse, for your kids, for someone else you want to pray. Take a bunch of them. They're cheap to print, and they're very easy to use. And you'll see, like, okay, at the end of the day, because I don't wake up early, no one likes to wake up early. At the end of the day, before I go to bed, I can shut down my cat videos or Instagram a little bit early and pray before you go to bed. Do that. And then maybe, again, if you don't have this regular time, there's no sense in waiting any longer. Start today and grab one of those. And then next week we'll talk more about the mechanics of prayer, what's going on a supernatural level in our hearts when we open up that way, like the way the Lord will deepen our prayer over time so that it's not begrudging, it's not something we do begrudgingly, but something we actually run to. And we'll keep going. But for now, make that commitment. If you already have, keep it up. If not, grab that book and start prayer tonight so that the Lord can bring you to a place where even the greatest storms in this life will not disturb your peace.